This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. And here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll have the latest from the 2017 IIHF World Junior Hockey Championships from Toronto and Montreal. 23 WHLers representing their country. An amazing recovery for former WHLer Craig Cunningham. We'll update his status. And the Medicine Hat Tigers picked up right where they left off. They lead the Central Division after a good first half and a good start into the second half. More with General Manager and Head Coach Sean Clouston. Kamloops Blazer forward Devin Sidorov has had a knack for big goals this season. The leader in game-winning goals in the WHL is also the WHL Player of the Week, and he'll join us as well. First up, Canada and the U.S. have already booked their spots in the quarterfinals and the elimination round of the 2017 IIHF World Junior Hockey Championships. In total, 23 WHLers are representing their country at the tournament. Now, one of the early stories include the surprising play of Denmark. With wins over the Czech Republic and Finland, they also advanced to the playoff round. The Danes have three WHLers, goaltender Lasse Peterson of the Red Deer Rebels, Joachim Blechfeldt of the Portland Winterhawks, and Alexander True of the Seattle Thunderbirds. As for Canada, the nation continues to be backstopped by WHL goaltenders Carter Hart of the Everett Silvertips and Connor Ingram of the Kamloops Blazers. For Ingram, he's been able to get comfortable despite the pressure of playing for his country.
It's just hockey, right? No matter how big the stage is or how many fans there is or how many people are going to make fun of you or support you, it's always just hockey.
His first start was a modest six-save shutout over Slovakia. He says the atmosphere is unmatched.
It was awesome. I know I was sitting out on the bench before the game and just watching the people filing in. It's an amazing thing, and it was an amazing feeling hitting the ice for the first time. Even in warm-up, there's more people than we'll see in our junior careers almost, so it's pretty exciting.
The native of small-town Imperial, Saskatchewan, is getting plenty of support.
Yeah, I think about half of Imperial is here, so I think there's almost 30 of them around somewhere. They're the only people wearing Ingram jerseys, so...
Meanwhile, the Americans have also played well, including a 3-2 win over Russia. Portland Winterhawks defenseman Caleb Jones is the lone WHLer on the American roster.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Now an update to a story we had earlier on WHL This Week. Former five-year WHL player Craig Cunningham continues his miraculous recovery in Tucson, Arizona. He suffered a heart attack before an American Hockey League game back on November 19th. The former Vancouver Giant and Portland Winterhawk was recently the special guest at a news conference to update his status.
I want to thank everyone from the fire department to our trainers, to the doctors at St. Mary's, to the doctors at Banner, to every single nurse that has helped me so far. If I could actually use some names from St. Mary's, Dr. George and Dr. Reza. And from Banner Hospital, Dr. Kalpi, Dr. Hughes, and Dr. Yankas. Without those five people, our trainer Devin, and the fire department, I don't think I'd be here today. So thank you.
The incident, though, has caused extensive damage. So much so it's unlikely Cunningham will play competitively again.
As of right now, I think that I'm probably done. But we'll see when I get back from rehab how it goes. But as of right now, and... you know, I'm at the level that I was playing at, you know, I don't know if I'll ever get back to playing pro, but I don't know. Anything can happen.
His mother, Heather, emotional while thanking the many people who helped save her son's life.
The only reason he survived the original incident was the continued refusal to give up in a seemingly hopeless situation on behalf of the trainers, the emergency responders, doctors, and nurses. The rest of the recovery is followed the same story. Most of all, they have refused to give up in spite of hopelessness. They have given Craig a chance to recover that continues to exceed anything that could ever have been expected. These people are nothing short of a gift to mankind, and I will remember the gift that they have given me every time I look at my son.
Tucson Roadrunners General Manager Doug Sotard, a former WHL executive, also spoke.
We're in the hockey industry, and it's about teamwork and commitment and working hard to achieve a goal. And I can tell you, being a little bit on the inside here from day one, I've never seen anything like this in my life with regards to the teamwork that the doctors at two hospitals have worked together to save a young man's life. So it's been an incredible venture. Really happy to see Craig sitting at the end of the table down there, and he's got a full life ahead of him. So all we can do is wish him the best, and I want to thank everybody for their commitment and their saving his life. So thank you so much.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The Medicine Hat Tigers continue to be ranked in the CHL Top 10 and began the second half with back-to-back wins to grab now a 12-point lead atop the Central Division. It comes after some earlier struggles for the Tigers on the road. Head coach and GM Sean Clouston feels they found their game once again.
It's a tough league. Yeah. You know, just the schedule is tough. Some good teams. You know, I think it was good for us. I think that you never like to be in the midst of those losing streaks, but you know, we definitely had to get back and start doing some things that maybe we got away from. We'd like to see a few less goals go in our net. On the other hand, it's great to see the guys, you know, playing with some energy and some speed and really going after it.
No, really, your games almost look like they could be from 1982. I mean, I don't know if that's by design, Sean, or that's just the way they've gone, but 8-7 against the Kelowna Rockets, is that the way you guys want to play back and forth?
I think there's a fine line. I think that you know, I think we feel reasonable, you know, about our chances in a game, you know, that is a little bit end to end. I mean, we've got some skill players, some fast players. You know, if you open it up too much, I think that, you know, you're rolling the dice a little bit. So we want to push the pace, and we want to play with energy. I think a real important part of that is managing the shift lengths. And I think you can only go for a short period of time before you get tired and you're not able to back check. So I mean, as long as we're coming back fast, I mean, to good numbers at our end, I mean, we do like, you know, we're not built to grind it out and slow the game down and play that, you know, butt out and puck possession, hang on to it. I mean, we like to create off the rush. You know, I think that our special teams have been real strong this year. Mm-hmm. You know, but without Christian's Rubens, you know, the back end or our overall defensive play has been exposed a little bit, and so it's definitely an area that we have to get better at.
All right. Well, Sean, appreciate this, and best of luck in that second half. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks. Same to you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Kamloops Blazer Devin Sidorov was the WHL Player of the Week to close out the first half, leading his team on a solid road trip through the Central Division, collecting 5 goals and 3 assists in the final 4 games of the trip. I caught up with a 19-year-old signed prospect of the Anaheim Ducks.
Take me back to that 6-game swing, how you guys played and how that top line performed.
You know what, coming into that the Central swing there, the year before we went 5-1 and we had our high hopes for this year's, and we had a goal to go 5-1 as well again, and I thought everybody came together, and I thought we played well as a team every game.
You know, you've had a knack for the big goal. You're leading the league right now in game-winning goals. You've had 4 overtime winners. In fact, that's one off the WHL record set by Eric Fair, the Brandywee Kings here. So what is it with you and the game on the line here this year?
You know what? I guess I feel the pressure, and every time I'm out there, I'm trying to make something happen, and it just seems to be at the right time right now, and when we're going into overtime, I can't take all the credit for that. Rudolf Balcers has been with me every time I've been out there, and the D-men have also done a great job. So
yeah, he set you up twice on that road trip to pick up the victories in OT. You mentioned Balcers. You've been also with Garrett Pilon this season. Really, that line came together in October. You've been one of the top lines here. Tell me how you guys get it done and kind of what your mindset is when you're out there this year.
Yeah, when we first got together, we were just trying to get a feel for each other the first few games, not creating much, but then we started to build a lot more chemistry, and I feel like that's just been building all year, and we're building off each other's speed, and we're building off each other's hockey senses. So I feel like when we're doing the same things together, we're really clicking.
How much do you miss Rudy when he's away now playing for Latvia at the World Junior Hockey Championships?
Yeah, for sure going to miss him on our line, but we're wishing the best for him there.
Any motivation for you not being named to that Canadian selection camp? There was thought that maybe you would get that invite. You played in the summer showcase for Canada. We were thinking maybe your name would get called here for the selection camp. Are you using any of that as kind of extra bite?
Yeah, you could say that. Just getting left off that list, I kind of, as soon as it happened, kind of put it behind me and didn't really want to think about it, but used it as motivation and just kept going.
Blazers right now in the midst of this real tough BC division. You got divisional games here all throughout here coming up. You're in a battle with Kelowna. You're not too far back at Prince George. Victoria's right there. So how do you guys maneuver through this BC division and find a way to finish high this year?
I think we just got to keep carrying on what we've been doing in our central road swing and carrying it on into these four games we got here this week. So I think everybody's come together really well lately, and we're looking forward to it.
All right, well, Devin, WHL Player of the Week, the first time you've had that honor in your career. So good luck, and thanks for this.
Thanks, John.
And that's the show. Enjoy the World Juniors, and welcome back from the holiday break. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.